Hola.
Hello.
And welcome to Oh My Good, also known as Ay Bien Mio,
the totally awesome podcast about nothing and everything.
I'm Lauren.
And I'm Brianna.
This show will be about movies, some of our favorites, and one of our least favorites.
Let's start with four of our favorite movies.
We have two categories, plotline and party movies.
We'll start with plotline first. My favorite plotline movie is Remember the Titans. Remember the Titans is about, it's based on a true story about a high school in Virginia, right? Or West Virginia?
Somewhere around there, somewhere near the south.
Yeah, and how they integrated a black school and a white school, and how the football team had to go on as one. And it's
instead of being separate?
Yeah, and it's a really good sports movie. So if you're into sports movies, I would really highly recommend it.
Even if you're not into sports movies, it's a pretty good movie because it's got, I don't know, drama-type movie. The plot line is just giving out a good message how you should all be together.
Equal. Yeah, and together no matter what. And it's just, the way they do it, it's really good, too. It always keeps my attention.
Yeah, you can always see how they're going about and at what point they are in melding together.
And it's like, it's based on a true story. It's when our whole, like, nation was the civil rights movement, and when all that
all
was
divided.
Happening, they had to keep going on in their football season. Like, nothing happened.
Okay, so for those of you who have seen this movie, we're just going to have a little discussion on which parts we like.
Yeah. And I think my favorite character is the little girl, the coach's The coach's daughter.
Which coach's daughter? Because there's the black coach and there's the white coach, and they both have daughters.
The white coach's daughter. She's my favorite. I love her.
Well, she wants to fit in with the guys. She wants to be able to,
Yeah, but she's just, like, the best.
Because, there's also something going on with her where she wants to be equal.
Yeah, she wants to be equal
white.
With everybody.
She wants to be equal with the guys.
But she can't because she's a little girl and they're all, like, high school-age guys. But she's just awesome.
And then the scenes with her and the black coach's daughter.
The other daughter.
I forgot her name. She's so girly.
But, the other girl's so girly and, like...
And when they're together, it's
go
like,
play
get
dolls with her.
Yeah,
I don't
something.
Play with dolls. I accessorize them. Go accessorize dolls. It was awesome.
And then the black coach is always trying to put the white coach in his place for raising his daughter the wrong way.
Yeah, it's just like all this stuff melting together into one plot. It's awesome.
And when they finally resolve this, it brings the two coaches together. And
it brings the whole football team together and the whole town. Well, not the whole town. I mean, some people are always going to stay prejudiced no matter what you do.
Yeah, but it brings together a lot of people.
Yeah,
and
no matter what. And you can see at the beginning, like, they show the first day of school and what it was like. And you can see that, like, they were so against it being together.
And the team was already, you know, a little bit together by then.
Yeah.
And like, they came in
they
there
had
and
a
they
team,
were...
And then
they had a
had
team
to
together.
Come
and
with
then when they got to school.
New kids. And it was awesome. It's an awesome movie. So I highly recommend it.
Definitely.
Mm-hmm.
Even though a lot of the times it's looked at as a kid movie, but there's definitely some things that...
Yeah.
Definitely not. It's not.
Yeah.
At all.
Okay, so...
I'm agreeing with you, which is really weird.
I know, it's scary. Okay, so Lauren, why don't you go to your pick?
Well, we'll see. My plotline movie, my favorite one, is October Sky. When I first saw this movie, I was really young, probably about... I don't know.
Yeah.
10, I think.
I was, like, really young when I first saw it, and I don't remember it when I first saw it, but when we saw it again...
When I first saw it, I liked it for some reason. I have absolutely no clue
why I liked it. Yeah, I don't know why I liked it either.
I couldn't understand anything in it.
Me too.
I didn't understand any of the concepts, but I liked it.
Yeah. But then we saw it again just this year, and in school, and we both liked it.
Yeah, it was pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
It's about this guy who, sees Sputnik for the first time,
and
all
totally
of a sudden
inspired.
He's like,
but he's been in the he lives also in the same area, in like Virginia or somewhere where there's a lot of coal mines.
and very southern accents.
Yeah.
Which are kind of cool.
And,
His father wants
him
to,
to go to the coal mine, and his father gets hurt.
Because his father, like, owns it.
Yeah. But, and then his older brother, he gets a scholarship, and he's, like, one of the few people who actually get to leave the town.
Scholarship for football.
Yeah. And then, so then, when his father gets hurt, he has to go down in the mines, and he has to give up his dreams of being
a rocket dude.
Yeah, rocket guy.
He goes together, like, he bands together with all of his friends, and then he has to leave them to go work in the mines because his father gets hurt.
Yeah, and then, like, they, like, he, like, loses his dreams at that point, but then he...
He loses hope.
Yeah, he loses hope.
There's a great loss of faith in that movie at some points.
Mm-hmm. But it's, like, it's really good because you can see, like, what life is like. It's, like, it's still going on.
For some people
on,
who
the coal
are
mines.
Born into their jobs.
Yeah. It's, like, the coal mines. They're still here. Some people don't live in areas that they understand what people are going through. And
still,
movies
yeah.
like Remember the Titans and October Sky kind of bring you to that. I don't mean
yeah,
to sound
October
all,
Sky
like,
is also,
boring and stuff, like, but
yeah.
it's true.
It's also got a great father-son conflict in
yeah,
it.
Yeah, it does.
Because they have such different opinions of life and what you're meant to do, what you're supposed to do.
Yeah, and the son, he doesn't get
believes.
Along with his father because he believes he can go do something. And his father...
Go be a rocket man.
Yeah,
influence
his father's
the
like,
world.
No, you have to stay here and help me with the coal mine.
You're a great coal miner, you know? He says this when...
Yeah, and he's like, you could be me someday. And...
Yeah.
Nobody... Like, you could tell that he doesn't want to be his father. He wants to be somebody in the real world.
Yeah.
Like, in our world.
Because his father's got a totally bad attitude.
Yeah, doing something else with his life. I don't mean to, like, be offended to, like... I don't want to, like, offend anybody who, like, does coal mines, but it's, like... It's
some people want to get out of
yeah,
it if they
need to.
Yeah,
it's a different world that he wants to live in, and his father just won't want him. Okay, so now that we've done
it,
we're moving on to like movies that you would probably show at a party, or
fun movies.
Yeah, so my favorite fun movie is Ferris Bueller's Day Off, and
oh, yes,
I love that movie. It's just
I guess we all love it.
Yeah, it's just like it's about this kid who he likes to skip school, and he's a senior and stuff, and.
He's a professional at it.
Yeah, he has, like, 9 sick days, and it's his 9th sick day. And he's like, if I have to go to 10, I'm going to have to barf up a lung. So, I better make this one count. So, the principal...
And he takes out all his friends from
yeah,
school.
Yeah, his best friend is actually homesick from school, and he makes him, like, come with him on his adventure.
Or at least thinks he's homesick.
Yeah. And then he gets his girlfriend, and he gets his girlfriend out of school by pretending that her grandma's sick. Or die.
And pretending that he is her father.
Yeah. And then, but it's, like, an awesome movie. And then the principal, or, like, the student dean, he, like, wants to show everybody, because everybody, like, worships
that
Ferris.
That Ferris is a total cheat.
Yeah, he's a cheat, and it will get you nowhere in life, but he just, like, wants to show everybody that, and he has something really against Ferris Bueller, but he ends up
yeah.
being put
so
in
so he goes
place.
To all extents to get him busted.
Yeah, and it's awesome.
Funny part is when he's talking with the school office lady person,
yeah.
and this guy calls up, and it is Ferris.
It's
well,
his friend.
Or at least Ferris's friend.
Pretending to be Sloan's father.
He thinks it is him.
But
of course, Ferris outsmarts
but
him.
But student dean, Edward Rooney, thinks that it's Ferris Bueller. So he, like, makes fun of him. He's like, yeah, you have to bring a dead body, just roll her bones down here, and we'll let her go. And then Ferris Bueller calls on another line. He's like, can you bring me a homework? Because his sister goes there, and his sister totally hates his guts.
At this point.
Yeah, at this point. And so he, like, is like, he gets in, like, trouble with... Yeah, it's funny.
Deep. Because then
he's, like,
yeah.
swearing at this guy. Not really swearing, but... Not swearing.
Well, kind of.
Kind of, but not really.
Like, you wouldn't want a principal to
yeah.
be saying these things to...
Okay. So now, Lauren.
Yeah. For that movie, though, it's just a great movie. You want to sit back, relax, enjoy.
Yeah, it's an awesome movie. So if you have...
He's got some great spoofs and a great Wrigley Field plug in there.
Yeah.
Because he goes to, like, Wrigley and watches a game.
He lives
in
Chicago.
And then the,
Well, actually, he lives in a suburb.
And then the principal comes in... to this diner and kind of sees the game on the TV.
And he catches a fly ball, so he's on TV, and then it's kind of funny how he, like, was that close.
He just misses him all the time. He's always so close.
Yeah, but yet so far. Okay.
He just can't grasp it.
Okay, so why don't you go to your movie?
Well, see, now we're moving on to Pirates of the Caribbean, The Curse of the Black Pearl.
Okay, so let us know that we're recording this on the day that Pirates of the Caribbean,
Dead Man's Chest
is coming out, so we haven't actually seen that movie yet.
Yeah.
But we hear it's kind of good, but we haven't really known anybody who's seen it, so just reviews.
Yeah.
So, the first one, why don't you give a little brief thing about it?
Well, let's see, The Curse of the Black Pearl. Now, this movie is about, this dude, like, what's his name?
Which one?
What is his name? Orlando Bloom, dude?
Oh, yeah. His name's Will Turner.
Yeah, Will Turner, there we go. And
he loves the governor's daughter, and the governor's daughter is played by Keira Knightley.
Happens to be captured by a bunch of pirates.
Because she has something and pretends to be Will. Only, like... Will's sister.
So he goes on this great quest with Johnny Depp to get her back
and
everything. And
Johnny Depp has his own, like, little subplot, because he once was the captain of the Black Pearl, but then they left him to rot on an island. And then...
And he gets off in some spectacular way.
Yeah, and then they go back to the island, because they go on the Black Pearl and then get dumped on the island. And then...
So,
it's just, like, a good movie.
The story may seem stupid, but I bet most of
and
our
I
listeners
like how the
have
fight, like,
seen...
The fight scene. The fight scene's good because it's, like... It's, like, weird.
It's well choreographed.
Yeah, it's weird how it's, like... They can't die yet because...
I know. It's like at the beginning.
They can't die and they can't eat or drink or feel anything.
Do anything because they're, like, half skeleton.
Yeah,
like
in the
moonlight,
they turn to skeletons. I'm pretty sure most of you already
know. I don't know what
this,
I like on it,
but you know, for those of you,
yeah,
don't.
What I like it in it is mostly Johnny Depp's characters.
Yeah, he's just
like,
so funny.
Spoof type things.
He seems kind of like a
it's
stupid
hilarious.
Person, but then he like
well,
he turns
yeah,
out to be.
But he outsmarts
he, like,
everyone.
Turns out to be
at the same time.
Like, just the way he thinks of things, it's like, wow.
The way he outsmarts people, like he goes up to like the guards and everything, and. Blabbers on about things that, you know, are, like, basically saying the same thing over and over again, but it sounds different to these people, and it's just funny the way it turns out all the time.
Okay, so now you've heard our favorite movies, and now we both have a movie that we can't really, we really don't like. I mean, nothing against people who like it, but...
Yeah, we just, can't stand some of
the songs.
Things that just are don't work out in it. So at this point, you've probably guessed that it's a musical, and yes, it's recent. This movie has received a surprising following coming from Disney Channel.
It's kind of obvious now, but it's High School Musical. So
High School Musical.
We have nothing against the people who like it. Hope you know that. We just don't like it ourselves.
Yeah, because the lip-syncing is horrible. We've got some people who think it is different people singing it, but I'm pretty sure that it's the same people singing it who are acting it out,
and
just their lip-syncing.
I just don't get how, like, they, like, just randomly, like, transfer to the same school.
Same school.
It's,
like this
how
thing,
believable
it would
is that?
Never
it's just
work
like,
out in real life at all.
Yeah, the thing is, it's totally unbelievable because in, like, that movie, it's just, like, the people... Just the way things happen.
The story has been done so many times over.
Yeah. It's just... It's kind of like Grease, if you think about it, that movie.
Well, yeah, kind of, because... Because,
like, they transfer the same school.
And they're...
And then
they come from
musical.
Two different groups.
That, like... Actually, those two groups actually get along, though.
Well, kind of,
it,
but no.
But in Grease, it's basically the same as Grease, only I like Grease a lot better.
I do not.
I don't know why. It's just, I think Grease is meant towards, like, a older audience.
I cannot stand Grease. It's got the worst message opinion in the world, and the lip-syncing is that it's worse message than High School Musical.
You think it's worse than High School Musical?
Yeah, because it's not even the same people singing it. And it's like worse it than the High School Musical lip-syncing. Like, the scene in High School Musical
where the lip-syncing is pretty bad. But I still like it.
Yeah, but anyway.
We're talking about Grease, just to let you know.
Yeah. But back to High School Musical. Gosh.
Yeah, I've only seen it once, and that was because I had a party or a sleepover, and girl thought that she should bring it to me so I could see it.
Because she had.
And yeah, because I live in a cave. No, I don't live in a cave, people. But
that would be funny. Yeah.
I don't have Disney Channel, so
it would be a horrible like echo if when we're recording this podcast if you lived in a cave.
Yeah, but I don't live in a cave. But she thought since I didn't get Disney Channel that I needed to see a High School Musical, and so we watched it. And I tried to pay attention, but
tried to. You know, of course I've seen really like it a million times thanks to the little sister.
And again, we have nothing against the people who like High School Musical. It's just not what we like.
Although I must say, some of the songs are catchy.
Yeah,
they're annoying.
I'll admit that.
They're horrible,
catchy.
But they're catchy. I mean, I can find myself thinking and singing them in my head for minutes.
If you're a High School Musical fan and you're listening to this, please don't get offended because it's not what we mean.
And we've said this a million times, so I think the people get it by now.
I want to make sure, okay?
All right.
Okay, so that concludes our episode. If you have questions, comments, concerns,
or ideas for another
topic. Yeah, ideas for show or anything.
Because we will basically talk about anything on the show.
Yeah, because that's why the podcast
is
about nothing and everything.
About nothing and everything, of course.
Okay, so you can email us at ohmygood.lb@gmail.com.
Of course, all the time.
Again, ohmygood.lb@gmail.com.
We'll be checking this address as much as we can. Thank you for listening.
Yeah, and until next time, toss.
And you know what? Switch Chaoster.